not believe in regime change as a policy objective.
We've talked about foreign policy, we've talked about Europe, UKIP, David Cameron, the next election. Before we go to the audience, I just want to run through some personal things with you. Dare I touch on that? Lots of claims have been made about you, Jacob, in the newspapers.
My wife is here, so better be careful.
Well, you should be careful, because I'm going to ask you to confirm or deny some of the myths, okay. Maybe they're not myths, that are put out about you. So let's just run through these. Did you take your nanny with you campaigning in Fife when you were standing for Parliament in 1997?
Yes, of course I did. I'm very proud of Nanny. We had dinner for Nanny. We also called Party Conference to celebrate the fact she's worked for my family for 49 years. Now, that's not bad going. And Nanny wanted to come and campaign. She's part of the family. Almost all my family came. I've got one or two lefty sisters. They didn't come. But I'm afraid it's a terrible confession. They're very nice, really, but a bit lefty. But
Nanny was more loyal to you than your sisters.
I wouldn't call it loyalty, but Nanny's political views are sounder than
that. Do you wear wing-collared pyjamas to bed?
I don't, but I'm desperate to get, if anyone knows how to, double-breasted pyjamas. The Daily Mail has been saying for about 20 years that I wear double-breasted pyjamas, but I've never found any. So if any of you are purveyors of pyjamas, please let me know and I will buy a pair of
them. Is Dallas your favourite TV show?
Well, it was. I love Dallas.
Are you watching the new series?
No. Their remakes are never any good. One always wants to watch the real deal. Actually, with the exception of To Play the King, the predecessor of that, House of Cards. The new House of Cards is absolutely excellent. You did it to know.
You're a fan of Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, it's really very good. Strongly recommend.
Do you think David Cameron needs a Frank Underwood? Do you think problem solved for him?
No, probably not. Okay.
Was there once a toilet in carriages that was reserved only for you and the King of Spain to use?
No, that's not quite true. It's not quite true.
What's the truth?
What is the truth? In the good old days, before pressures of parliamentary life intruded, I did dine in carriages from time to time, rather more than I now do. And there is a loo on the ground floor, which they allow their regular customers to use. But it's not the King of Spain. The King of Spain is obviously normally in Spain.
So who can you share your special toilet with?
The more regular customers of carriages.
And were you investing in the stock market as a child? And did you turn up at AGM, age 11, to harangue?
I did indeed, and even better, on one of these boards, my father was a member. So, yes, absolutely true.
And last but not least, is it true you have a loyal army of female fans who call themselves the Moggettes? And are there any Moggettes here today, dare I ask?
No, there was a quiz group. To do with the Freedom Association, who called themselves the Moggettes, and I was quizmaster at a Freedom Association Christmas quiz where the Moggettes, I think, did absolutely brilliantly, mainly by getting bonus points.
And before I go to the audience, do you want to be Prime Minister one day, or are you content with being a principled backbencher or a maverick backbencher who speaks truth to power, or would you be willing to take on collective responsibility for the cabinet and become a Prime Minister one day?
I absolutely adore doing what I'm doing. I represent my own county. My family moved into North East Somerset, a little bit further south of the county, in 1618. rather embarrassingly...
That was you in primary school.
Absolutely right. I was just going to have short trousers. And I'll tell you, we were Tories then, too. So anyone who thinks, and that's even before the party exists, and we're on the side of the King in the Civil War, so we really are Tory all the way through. But the candidate in Taunton, Miss Powell, her family have been in Somerset, in North East Somerset, for 60 years longer than me, of which I'm inordinately jealous. So representing my county in Parliament is the fulfilment of any possible ambition.
But you're not ruling out being part of a future Conservative government.
I think Prime Minister might rule that one out.
Not if it's not David Cameron. Let's throw it open to the floor. Got a good big audience here. You've been listening to Jacob talk about all sorts of domestic and foreign issues. Let's take some questions. Gentlemen there in the glasses. There's a microphone coming to you on your left.
My name's Hugh Davis, I'm from Taunton actually. Do you think that rural voters and rural communities, particularly I think in southwest England, are often forgotten by governments of all colours, because the southeast is often